The following shiur has been presented by Rabbi Menachem Genek, Rabbinic Administrator at the Orthodox Union, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The Mishnah says, on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, Kol haniskolim nitlin, divei Rebbe Elazar, v'chachomim omrim, einu nitle el hamagades for ovid avodah zarah. Rebbe Elazar's opinion that all those who are chayav skila and are put to death through skila, afterwards their body is taken up and hung up and then taken down. V'chachomim omrim einu nitle el hamagades, v'chachomim's opinion that the only a megadeth for blasphemer and over the avodah zarah, they're the only ones who get clear. But other people who are chayv mrs. Beslin, for example, Michal Shabbos is chayv skila, there would be no clear. And the Rambam paskins like Chachamim. Then the Mishnah continues, ha'ish tolin also panav klapei ha'am, va'isha paner klapei ha'etz. That a man, if he's chayv skila, when they do clear, of his chayv, if it's an Ovid of Odezorov, according to those who it's only Ovid of Odezorov Mekadev, that when they do tliya to a man, he faces the outwards towards the public. Va'isha, and a woman, she faces the wood that she's being hung up on. The Chachamim am ish nitla ve'ena ish nitla. The Chachamim say that the tli is only done to a man and not to a woman at all. Now, in the halacha of Rabbi Elazar holds that kol haniskolim nitlin, this can be interpreted in one of two ways. Either that tliya, this that they hang up the body, is an independent halacha. In other words, a person's chayev is chayev skila according to Rebbe Elazar, kol niskon nitlin, or according to Chachamim omri megadef on Rezara, that it's a separate halacha. Or we can say, at least according to Chachamim, that the halacha of tliya is an extension of the halacha of skila, kol niskolim nitlim, because the tliya is a kiyum in the skila. Because we should understand that the halacha of skila is not only of one of the four ways that Besdin executes a person to kill him, but there's the kiyum skila is not only a form of taking his life in a capital offense, but there's a kiyum skila b'chnei atzma. And the proof to that is that the Gemara in Amud Aleph, on Memhei Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, and that's if a person they did the way skila was done is they would take him to a house on the second floor. He would be thrown off. If he died from the impact on the ground, that would be it. And if not, he would be put to death by stoning. But the Gemara says the halacha that you don't have to do the skila if he died from the impact of having fallen, been thrown off the house, or the then that's learned from Exeris HaKosuv, where it says, oh, Yoroi Yoreya, that the impact, the Chavota Bekarka, hitting the ground, that itself is considered skila. But were it not for that Pasuk, Bezeb would have been mechuyev to be circle him with stones, to throw stones at him, even though he's already dead. So you see that it's possible to have a kiyum skila, if not for this Kzeiros HaKosuv, because it was kind for the Chavot HaBakarka, even after his death. So you see that skila, beyond being a method of taking his life and killing him, it's also there's a kiyum skila b'fnei atzma, independently. Proof of that is also that the halacha, we know the Mishnayos say, we know that kol, that there's a loch of kvura, but there's a special loch of kvura for those who chayiv misa and bezdin, and that seems to be also, even though the person's already dead, but there's still a kiyum of even in the kvura, how the kvura is done, and there's a distinction between the different haruge bezdin, two categories, between the mochoma chenek and Cherev and Hereg, Lov is a different basic forest as opposed to Niskolim and Nesrofim in a different basic forest. So, according to Chachomim, who say that the only ones who get Tliya is only Ovid of Azorah and Megadev, so it's clear that Tliya is an independent halacha, it's not an integral part of the Skila. But according to Belaz, who says, Kol Niskolim Nitlim, we can interpret that as part of the extension, because Tli is part of the extension of the Skila, Ben Bechayev, Ben Lachamoso. However, the Rambam counts Tliya and Skila as two different mitzvahs. So for the Rambam, it would be clear that the Rambam thinks that Tli is not simply subsumed under Skila and an extension of the Skila, but it's an independent halacha. However, the Rambam paskins like Chachamim that the only one that Tli is only done to Megadef and Ovid of Azorah. The question is, what according to Chachamim would we still be counted as two mitzvahs? Now, l'chore, there's an afkamin in this. Let's say a person was killed not through skila. Let's say he ran away. The halach is if a person runs away from Bezna, they can't get him. Hakei taka, the Gemara says you can kill him in any fashion possible if you can't get him to Bezdin to actually do one of the Dalet Mises Bezdin. What happened if that happened? Would there still be halach on Bezdin to do Tliya? If you say that Tliya is part of the Skila wasn't done. He was shot. But if it's a separate halacha, then we would still do Tliya. We'll come back to this in a moment. Now, in terms of the Shaila, the Gemara says in Soita, Daf Chesam Ebeis, Miyom Shechor Ebeis Amigdus, Afa Pisha Botlu Sanhedri, Din Abba Mrs. Lobotlu, Mishin is Chayv Skila, O Nofil Menagag, O Chayv Dor Soso, and so on. So, which means that for the time that the Beis HaMikdash was Chorav, and 40 years before that Sanhedrin was bottled, and Sanhedrin was exiled from the Lishkos Hagosos, and therefore you could no longer implement capital cases, Mises Besdin, because it's totally that's on Sanhedrin being Bimkomo. So from that time on, that even though the actual implementation of Besdin of Mrs. Besdin was no longer of Aruga Besdin wasn't possible, but Min HaShemayim, if a person was Chayev Skila, the Aveira that he had, if he would die, he would die in a fashion which would be commensurate to one of the Mrs. Besdin. And therefore, if he was Chayev Skila, oh, Nofel Min HaGag, maybe he was painting his house and he was on a ladder and he'd fall off, so an animal will come and eat him, which would be somehow the parallel to Skila. So, Toysis asked from the Gemara Bab Metzin, Asoich Sepoilim, the Melozov of Shimna Hayat Tophis Ganve, Yumachad, Pokabahu Koivis, Amalhu Tafsu. He used to find criminals, give them over to the government. And once there was a person who apparently was a forger or something, and the government authorities, you know, he said they caught him and they hung him. And he cried, he went, V'kabochi amla rebi, al yirilacha, Shu'ubno bolu nara murasa biyomi kipurim. So what happened was he said he felt guilty that he was somehow involved in because of him, this person was taken and hung. So they told him, don't feel so guilty. This was Min HaShemayim. Because this person was a boiler nara murasa biyomi kipurim, and a boiler nara murasa chayev skila. And therefore it was a chayev skila. So he asked, if this was in the Shemayim, why was he hung? If he was hung, that's chenek. But Naram Rasa is chayev skila. So where's the commensurate min HaShemayim punishment? Rashi says, Lokashemidi, the Pirish Hasam, Mishum Dahochi Nitlim, Mishum Dahol Niskol Nitlim. So the Rashi says the reason he was hung was because it's not because of chenek that he was hung, but since the skolim are also nitla, so you see that so that's the tliya was in the place of skila. So you see from the Rashi and from Tosis that the tliya the Tli is in the place of Skila. So Briskerov actually asks, and Pia Shmuis is bothered by this, on this Gemara, because after all, Sof Kol Sof, he got Tliya. Tliya is not Skila. Where was the Tliya? So the answer apparently is, based on what we said, that Tliya is part of the Seder of the Skila, and it's incorporated under the Skila. And it could be, therefore, within the Mishnah that Rabbi Lozer and Chachamim Alishi Tosam, because according to Rabbi Lozer, the Kol Niskal Nitlin, that is part of the Seder Skila, then a man and woman would be equivalent because both are Niskal, so then they would both have Tliya, which is the opinion of Rabbi Lozer, that a woman also gets Tliya, just the, which direction they face is different. But according to Chacham, that it's only Megadif and Ovid of Azara, so we see that the Tliya is not part, is a separate halacha, and not an integral part of the skila. So then one can distinguish between a man and a woman. Even though a man gets skila, he gets tliya, but a woman doesn't. I just want to, but to point out that even if we'll say the tliya is part of the skila, we nonetheless, a shor haniskel does not get tliya. Because tliya is only shayach. There's only Chaloshem Tliya as relates to a human who's created B'Tselem Elohim. But on an animal, there's no such thing as Tliya. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in the next blot on Daf Mem Vav says that the Rebbe Lozer requires Exeris HaKosov, D'chiyeh B'ish Chet L'Rabos Ben Sora Mora L'Tliya. Because according to Blazer holds a Kol Niskal Nitlin, he says it applies also to a Ben Sora Mora. So, and he has a special Xeris Akosiv on this. Now, according to what we said, that Tli, according to Blazer, is an integral part of the Skila. According to that Tzad, it's difficult to understand what he needs Xeris Akosiv. True, a Ben Sora Mora is a son who doesn't listen to his parents and is a wayward son, and the Torah says that he should be punished by skila. That's our same sofo, because the Torah is seen deep into his personality that he ultimately will be a criminal and will kill people. Tov shiyom zakav yom eschayev. Better he should die now, before he commits all these crimes. But nonetheless, it's skila. If tli is part of skila, he should have gotten tliya without the xeris hakosev. So apparently we have to say that even though Tliya is part of the Seder Skila, we see that the point is that it's not part of the Seder Skila, that we need Exeris HaKosov, but even, nonetheless, since it's a part of the Kiyum Skila, so the Skila is Mechayev it. So maybe it's only the Skila, which is for a person who did a Maisa Avera, Masha Enkein, the Ben Sora Mora, who's Nidon Al Sem Sofo. Okay. I also want to just point out one thing. You know, we had a shaila. What if a person ran away from Bezin and was killed, was shot, and is chayiv skila? According to Belozer, would we still do the skila? So, you know, we see though that maybe we would. So even though we didn't implement the entire skila, but maybe we'll implement that phase of the skila, namely the phase of tliya, because we see in Rashi in that story that the person who, you know, who was boiled Naram Rasa B'Yom Kippurim, Rashi interprets that they ultimately they hung him, and that was the that was considered the skila because Kol HaNiskal Nitlim. So you see, even if you have a partial kiyum of skila, at least when Hashemayim works, so maybe to this person over, even though we ran away from Bezdin and we weren't able to do the entire skila, but this part of it is still significant and would still be done. I just wanted to just parenthetically mention, in terms of that halacha, kol niskalim, that nowadays, the one says, miyom shechav es amigdus, even though that's alpha bishop botl sanhedrin, but din avamisus lo botl, even though the din avamisus doesn't apply, but the somehow when he's killed in a fashion related to the oynish haproti he would have gotten. From that offhand you see, because we can clear that Abba Mises Bezdin, is Abba Mises Bezdin simply he's really Chayiv Misa. But the way to do it, the Talach in Bezdin, how we implement the capital punishment. But it's not that he's chayiv this particular einish. Oh no, he's chayiv skila, or he's chayiv hereg, or he's chayiv sreifa. So that may depend on the machloek between the Rambam and the Ramban, Sefer Mitzvahs, whether you count it, the Rambam counts, Abba Mises Bezdin, in Sefer Mitzvahs as four separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban, this in Shoresh Yudalit, counts it as one mitzvah. He's masik on the Rambam. So maybe it depends on it. Is it just a locha bezdin is chayiv to implement Abba Mises Bezdin, but it's not, it's a locha bezdin, how it executes the person. Or no, he's chayiv skila. So if he's chayiv skila, it's chayiv hereg, or sveifa, and so on, or chenek, so then it's counted as four different mitzvahs. And this may be related also to the machloikis and the chesem and beis. When you're masra, do you have to be masra that is chayiv misa in the hasra? Or Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion, Chesam Rebbeis, that you have to actually do be'ez misu nerak. You have to be master with the specific misa that he would have been chayiv.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.